I've done okay. And I would say the main reason is, and when I look around, it's all about comfort zone. Mm. We can either choose to stay in our little circle of comfort,
yes,
and that's okay if that's where you're happy being. I never was.
Welcome to Pamozi's Inspirational Women of Portsmouth podcast. I am Shamila Dana, co-founder of Portsmouth City of Sanctuary. Pamozi means together, and we bring together Portsmouth and the surrounding areas, celebrating the women who positively impact their tribe and contribute to their community. We hope you enjoy the series of podcasts, which introduces some of the nominees and sponsors to this year's event.
I heard about you from Ronnie and so many amazing women in the city, and you're one of the headline sponsors.
We are, yes. Gunwolf Keys yes. And Lamsec are really, really proud to sponsor one of the Inspirational Women of Portsmouth
amazing
awards. It's not just something sort of very close to my heart, for obvious reasons, being a woman and being that bit older, I guess. So I've had a career within various sort of industries and seen actually how things have changed quite positively over time in most sectors. But also for Lamsec, they're on a real roadmap of improving their diversity and inclusivity. And that is really about putting themselves up for account in terms of what is our gender pay gap? Mm. Where do we have gaps in our business? What can we do through coaching sessions, through mentoring programs, through bursaries, through all sorts of different internships to actually go out of our way to encourage young people from all sorts of different backgrounds to look at the property industry,
because
the property industry is fantastic. There are so many different jobs within it,
yes,
and yet historically it's been really male dominated and it's been really white. And I think what's great is Lamsec have sort of really recognised that. And you know, we talk about groupthink, and the worst thing that can happen to a company is everybody is thinking the same.
Sure.
So it's so important, not only for the good of the community, but also for the competitive edge,
absolutely,
for driving things forward, for looking at how we make change. Mm-hmm. The more diverse the workforce is,
yes,
the less groupthink.
Yes.
And therefore you can really adopt change and move things forward in a very different way. And whether you're a community group, an educational group, a corporate business,
yes,
or a FTSE 100 company like Lamsec, we all need that in order to thrive.
Fantastic. And thank you again for sponsoring the award. Have you... is this your first time being associated with Pamozi?
I've been a little bit involved in the past, but I think this year felt like absolutely the right time to dive in more. And I'm part of the women's network now within sort of Lamsec and the property industry, and I guess that's opened my eyes an awful lot more to allyship, to women needing to support women,
mm,
to be the best they can be. And as part of International Women's Month in March, as an organisation, we're doing an awful lot to try and sort of get people talking and look at how we can support women more. So this was the perfect opportunity for us, yeah, to do it at a local level as well.
And it's perfect. Gunwolf is a landmark in the city, known by everybody. So I think it's perfect. Thank you so much. And what advice would you have for some of our listeners, some of the women listening that may think, oh, how do we ever, you know, gain more confidence and be empowered? You know, because we've got listeners from various age groups, various ethnicities. Some may be feeling quite low and disempowered. What advice do you have for them, Yvonne?
I guess the first thing is, I know how they feel. You know, sometimes it's really easy that you can see people who are perhaps deemed to be having a good career or being great within the education sector or whatever that may mean, and you just assume they're not like you.
Yes,
well, the chances are...
You mentioned that, yeah.
The chances are they are just like you.
Yes.
You know, I'm actually from Lincolnshire originally. I'm a girl that went to comprehensive schools, first one in my family to go to university. I've had messy hair all my life. I am not very good at saying the right thing and always being on track with everything. I'm outspoken. And yet I've done okay. And I would say the main reason is, and when I look around, it's all about comfort zone.
Mm.
We can either choose to stay in our little circle of comfort.
Yes.
And that's okay if that's where you're happy being. I never was. I always have to push myself a little bit more. That's what makes me happy. It makes me tick.
Yes.
Keeps me really feeling alive. And what I would say to anybody with their young, don't stay in your comfort zone.
Mm.
Don't look at other people and say, oh, I could never do that. Because they're just like you, and of course you could.
Yeah.
We're all smarter than we think we are.
Yes, yes.
And we are all the same.
We are all the same.
And don't let anybody tell you you're not.
Yes.
And just because, I don't know, your family has always done one thing, or your friends are deciding to do something, doesn't mean you have to do the same thing.
Yes.
The world is out there.
Yes.
And if you can just step out of your comfort zone.
Yes.
And push yourself. What you realise is that the world out there is actually brilliant.
Yes.
And what's the worst thing you can happen? You trip over, you fall down, you get back up again, and you go back to your comfort zone for a while and try again. You know, it's not going to break you.
Not going to break you. I love it. That's really good advice. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for being here, and hopefully we'll see you. No, we will definitely see you at the award ceremony. Bring tissue, because all the people that have been up for nominations are so amazing and inspiring. And thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Shamila, thank you for everything you do in the city.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.